Hello, my name is Susan and I'm the Chief Executive of Vista. I'm recording this audio to give you some information about the development we're planning out at Leicester Forest East. We've talked about this many times, and in 2018 we consulted with our neighbours and our members about the plans we had at the time, and we took on board the feedback we received and we've looked again at the plans. Over the past year we've been working with architects to design a new building, taking into account all of the feedback we've had, particularly from our neighbours and from those who will use the centre in future. Our centre for sight loss on the site will be a brand new home both for the charity and for the whole sight loss community in Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland, as well as providing a wide range of facilities to host activities and services that provide social and leisure space such as a cafe and a shop for the sight loss community and those who live close to us. Designed to be as accessible as possible, the building will also include a brand new specialist care home for people affected by sight loss with up to 72 residents. The site of the building is in Leicester Forest East on Hinckley Road and is located very close to a bus stop. It's also currently the site where we have two residential homes, Applegarth, supporting adults with complex needs, which will remain open, and Kathleen Rutland, a home for older people, which will remain operational whilst we do the development, but then will be demolished. The new building will sit at the front of the site, in an area which is currently occupied by an old house, which was converted to flats, and several bungalows. These buildings are no longer used and are all ready for demolition. The new build will be three stories high with a curbside presence and easy to navigate to from the bus stop and the pavement. It will be constructed of a pale brick with large windows at the front and a pitched roof. It is described as domestic in appearance and will complement the surrounding buildings whilst also standing out as Vista's home and being easy to find. There will be a road access to the east of the building with a small parking area at the front and a drop-off space and additional parking around the back, where the road will sweep round to the rear of the site with an exit to the west. When you enter the building's front door, you will be in the main central atrium of our centre. On this floor, you will find a cafe and a shop at the front of the building, a large multifunction space which can be used for lots of different events and activities. You will also find a multi-faith worship space and some information centre and a reception area. There are lots of areas for seating, for informally meeting, to sit and chat, and you can find information and advice there as a visitor or as a regular attendee. Lifts and a central staircase will take people to the upper floors, whilst the kitchens and facilities management sit at the rear of this block. Much of the second floor is given up to residential space, which I'll come back to in a moment, but also will house the open plan office space for Vista staff and those of our partner organisations, as well as providing meeting space and individual rooms that can be used by staff, volunteers and the people who work with us and that we support. On the top floor will be an expanded low vision clinic with waiting and clinic space. There will be a training kitchen and a tech centre up there too, offering advice and guidance on aids to daily living and opportunities for regular training sessions. We will have a sensory room for use by children and adults who are supported by Vista, as well as a changing place to ensure all needs are catered for. And this floor will also be where you will find a gym. We designed this to be fully accessible and easy for people affected by sight loss to use, but we're eager that it's also open to the wider community. There are two residential units to the north and east of the central area. Each is divided over three floors into three residential households, giving us a total of six households in all, each of which is home to 12 residents who each have a private bedroom and an ensuite bathroom. Each household also includes its own living room, dining area and a small kitchen, as well as private and enclosed outdoor space. On the second floor, the residents of the home have access to larger shared dining, living and activity spaces, which are available to all the households, as well as their own pub. Residents also have access to private gardens and outdoor space throughout the building and can also access the activity spaces and public areas in the main Vista Centre. The building will be surrounded by designed garden and outdoor space, with areas that are accessible to all, as well as private space for the people who live here. The outdoor area will include a training street for mobility training and sensory gardens for the benefit of all of our visitors to help us promote our work and create opportunities for people to practice with new equipment. We are hoping to apply for planning permission in the spring, and so in preparation we are holding this consultation process about our new building. We want to hear your thoughts so we can ensure that we build the very best facility for people affected by sight loss, whilst also taking on board the views of our friends and neighbours. There is a link to a form you can complete when you go from our website, and you can leave us your comments. But if for any reason you're struggling to access that, then please give us a call on 07715 078 735 and leave us a message with your thoughts. That's 07715 078 735. Thank you for listening.